Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
So Donald Trump has won the presidency. He barely won Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, which put him over the top in Electoral College votes. That's what the final results told us on election night. Earlier in the night, he barely won Florida. All the polls told us differently right up to the close of polls. I know you Trump supporters don't find that interesting, but I do. Trump said hundreds of times that the election was rigged. He never said for who. He may have been telling the truth for a change and actually knew ahead of time just how they were rigged. The facts are that he lost a popular vote by about 2.7 million votes. Let's face it, if you're going to rig an election, you don't go for the big win. That would be too obvious. How could it be done? Simple, really. Machines that don't produce a paper trail. Or purging the vote of thousands of people with minority names and then tell them they can have a provisional ballot and then just don't count it. Who would know? And how could we tell if the name was purged honestly in the first place? Trump lied through the campaign. Chance of lock her up were commonplace with no basis in reality. The FBI cleared her of criminal conduct, but then the head of the FBI announced that they were looking into new emails. They were not. They knew these were duplicates, but he put a new shadow over her just days before the election. He did this, but didn't tell us that they had evidence that the Russians had hacked into the Democratic Party and were releasing documents through WikiLeaks. The problem was, we don't know if or who may have altered those documents. It seems the Republican Party was hacked too, but no leaks were forthcoming. The Russians were clearly trying to interfere in our American presidential election. Trump actually invited this activity in one of his public speeches. As of yesterday, we know that Putin was personally involved in this interference of our election. I could go on and on why I don't think this election is valid, but let's assume for a moment that it is. Then I'm just sad. Donald Trump is a carnival barker. Not my words. This was said by Texas Governor Rick Perry. I agree with the governor. This man lies and says anything he feels like, and the press lets him get away with it. Trump's lies and behavior during this campaign have become normalized. He is a bigot because he says bigoted things. He is a racist because he says racist things. This is not normal and should not be normalized. We are better than this, or so I believed. He said only he could fix things. This is a fascist view of the world and is contrary to a democratic worldview. This comment is not anti-Republican because I don't believe Trump is a Republican. I disagree with some Republican policies, but they are based in the same democratic values that most Americans share. Trump doesn't share those values. We are about to inaugurate a president who is a racist, a bigot, and a liar, and is supported by white supremacists, and we are supposed to give him a chance? The damage is already done, and a minority of Americans have sanctioned it. Yep, a sad day indeed. We have seen what an American government coup looks like. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.